The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? If you listened to the last episode, you know that it's Sunday, May 7th. I had a church picnic up at the camp, so I record on the way up, and now I'm recording on the way home, and here's the deal. What are we talking about? We're talking about the phrase, it is what it is. I want to tell you why that's one of my least favorite phrases, and also why it's one of my favorite phrases. So the reason it's one of my least favorite phrases is I first remember a friend using this over and over. We were in a situation at camp, and basically we had an issue where somebody, they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. And they were letting things fall through the cracks. They weren't taking ownership. They weren't being a leader. And it was very frustrating for us. It was very frustrating for me personally. And whenever I would go to other leaders, and one in particular, and I would say, all right, what can we do? You know, how do we navigate this? The response always was, what is what it is? You know, it is what it is. And he's saying there's really nothing we can do about it. And there are definitely times when you use the phrase, it is what it is, and it's out of a sense of absolute frustration. It's out of a sense that this is not fair, this is not right, and there is not anything that I can do about it. It is what it is. And if you remain in that situation, and if you continue to do the things that you've always done and nothing changes, your frustration is only going to build. Your frustration is only going to get worse and worse and worse. And it can eat at you. It can take a toll on you. You spend a lot of time kind of almost beating yourself up. Well, why is it? Why is it the way it is? Why can't we do something about it? And so when you use the phrase in that way, it has a very negative connotation. It can have a negative impact on your mental health. It can rob you of your joy if you allow it to. The fact is, there are going to be situations in life, in all of our lives, that we don't have control over. There are going to be situations that need to be changed that we are not in a position to enact that change. And we can go around saying, well, you know, it is what it is. And you can keep saying that, or you can keep inching forward and trying to make a difference and try and try and try to bring about the change that's necessary. That's when it's the least. That's when it's one of my least favorite sayings. It is what it is. You're just kind of throwing your hands up in the air. However, there are some circumstances when that phrase is one of my favorite phrases. There are some times when you say, or I say, it is what it is, and it's a very positive thing. Because sometimes there are situations that are already finished. And it is what it is. You can't do anything about it. And you're never going to be able to do anything about it. It literally is what it is. And what you have to do, what makes it a positive thing, is this, when you use the phrase like in this way, you are acknowledging, if you can be positive, say, you know what? It is what it is. It doesn't define me. I'm not going to waste my time, my energy, my frustration. I'm not going to let it rob me of my joy. Factually, it is what it is. This is a situation. It's a circumstance that can't be changed. It can't be influenced. What's done is done. It is what it is. And when you say that and when you admit that, it allows you to let go of things. It allows you to release responsibility. It allows you to release anxiety. It allows you to release anger and frustration. To know, hey, literally nothing I can do. Whereas in the other scenario, there is something you could do to perhaps change the situation, and maybe somebody's blocking you. People aren't willing to change. But there's an opportunity for this situation to get better. But it is what it is, right? What I'm talking about here is, my wife passed away. It is what it is. All the things that go along with that. All the regrets that I have. So many things I would change. I can't go back and change them. It is what it is. And acknowledging that. Looking, now does that mean that I don't look at myself and try to better myself? No, I am going to look at myself. I am going to try to better myself. But it's not to change that past situation. It's to change future situations. And so I say it is what it is, but I don't have to let it happen again. I can be better. I can do better. I can learn. I can be wiser. I can be smarter. I can make better choices moving forward because it is what it is. Because of this scenario that I can't do anything about, I can learn from it. I can move forward. And I can prepare myself for those situations where somebody says, well, it is what it is. Well, I'm not satisfied with that. We're gonna change something. We're gonna make moves. We're not gonna be satisfied with it is what it is. Because that's not fair. There are gonna be times when people's lives are affected by others just kind of throwing their hands up and being satisfied with the status quo, or at least not pushing forward to change the status quo. There are ways. My philosophy is, you know, if somebody says, well, you know, it is what it is. My philosophy is, you know what? I don't accept that. You may try to pigeonhole me and make me accept that, but I don't accept that. I believe there's always something I can do. I believe there's always something that we could change or make better for those situations that are current and they're fluid. I absolutely believe that. And I think because of past mistakes and regrets, I hope to be even more passionate and wiser and more articulate in those situations where everybody else would just say, well, you know, it is what it is. A lot of times when we say it is what it is, we're talking about a person. And we're saying, you know what, we can't change them and might as well not try to change them, and it is what it is. And I just don't accept that. We have to have expectations of people. We have to require people to live up and fulfill their duties, to fulfill their responsibilities that they've signed up for. And if we just say, well, it is what it is, we let them off, we just kind of let them off to do whatever they want to do, that's not right. So, again, it's the same phrase, different circumstances, different mindset. Question is, how are you going to look at these? How are you going to look at these situations? How are you going to look at these scenarios? Are you going to shrug? Are you going to shrug and be frustrated and just say, it is what it is, nothing I can do? Or are you going to be like, you know what? I am going to try to do something. Doesn't matter if everybody else says it is what it is. I'm going to try. I'm going to fight for change. And are you wise enough to recognize those situations of the past that you can't do anything about now? And are you willing to say it is what it is? And learn and grow and move forward. It is what it is. Life's hard. It's not fair. And there are going to be unfair things that happen to you and that are done to you, and they don't make sense and they're not right. And you've got to decide how you're going to react to all that. You've got to decide how you're going to move through all that. It's either going to make you better or it's going to make you bitter. And I have never met a bitter person who's had any sort of impact, long-term impact, on anybody's life. Because that bitterness just robs you of all of that. So, how are you going to look at things? How are you going to react when you hear or say, it is what it is? How are you going to be able to tell the difference between a situation you can change and a situation you can't? That's a question that if you can find the right answer, it's going to clear a lot of things up for your mental health. It's going to clear up a lot of things for your growth. It's going to clear a lot of things up for your joy and your happiness. So, God bless. Hope you have a great week. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.